I'm Mark Breen. Welcome to Night Sky for Friday, October 3rd. Among all the stars and patterns in the sky, few can match the variety and volume of lore connected with the Big Dipper. This week, we are just scratching the surface, and we'll be sure to visit the region again. We've been relating the Dipper to time, such as the Native American tale of the bear pursued by hunters throughout the year. Another very practical aspect to these familiar stars is to offer a guide to other portions of the sky. An excellent example comes from the Handle stars on the left side of the Dipper. This evening near 7:30, if you connect these stars with a curved line and extend that curve to the lower left, you'll find a notably bright star low in the west this evening. Another name for a curve is an arc, so you can arc to the bright star Arcturus. Another significant guide is to use the two stars on the outer edge of the Dipper on the right. Known as the pointer stars, extend the line they make up and to the right to a place halfway up above the horizon. A moderately bright star shimmers there, the North Star, or Polaris. No, it is not the brightest star in the heavens, but its location above the North Pole keeps it stationary. A great event comes next week. Find out about the lunar eclipse on Night Sky. Night Sky is a production of the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium and Vermont Public Radio.